everyone. Welcome to the Bagel Mic, where student voice leads the way. I'm your host, Katsumi, and today I'm excited to interview one of my classmates. Can you tell everyone your name, grade, and maybe one fun fact about yourself?
My name's Lorraine. I'm in fifth grade. The one fun fact about me is that I really like to play with my sisters.
What's something you're proud of about yourself?
Winning a volleyball tournament.
That's cool. What's one thing that makes you you?
Drawing.
That's a good one. What do you think you're really good at right now?
Math.
Math is good. What do you think you're really good at? What's something you want to get better at this year?
Reading.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
Hairstylist. The reason why I want to be a hairstylist is because my mom did hair, and she was one of my first customers when I did hair, so.
That's interesting. What kind of adult do you want to be someday?
I want to be mom that cares for her kids, so yeah.
What does a perfect day in your future life look like?
Me on my couch after my kids, before their Christmas break, on my couch eating, drinking some hot chocolate and watching a Christmas movie.
Hot chocolate is yummy. That's a good one. What's something you really enjoy doing and why do you love it?
What I enjoy doing is drawing, because I really like it, because I feel like it calms down your nerves when you're upset.
That's true. What's something you could talk about for hours because you love it so much?
Horror movies, because horror movies are my favorite, because you don't know if you can get jump scared or not.
If you had an entire day to do anything you wanted, what would you do?
Swim, because if we were during the summer, I would love to swim, because when you're just inside during the summer, you don't have fun with your friends a lot. You just cancel everything. But I'm sick, and that's kind of upsetting to your friends.
Oh, yeah. What's one flick? If you had your own YouTube channel or podcast, what would it be about?
My podcast would be about women or boys or girls having trauma, and I want to know how it feels like so I can share my own personal trauma, what happened to me when I was younger.
Yeah, well, that's one need to change a mood to another person. What's a skill or talent you're working on that's fun for you?
Drawing, because I feel like if I draw, it makes me get better at everything. So, yeah.
Yeah. What's one way you hope to help people or make life better for others?
I would love to give out food for the homeless so that way they can actually have a nice dinner for them to eat, and then they could feel like they're just normal people.
What's one problem in the world you'd like to help solve?
One problem I'll solve is world hunger, because I feel like if people are just homeless people don't get enough food and they can die from not getting enough food. So I feel like if they get enough food for them, they can live and they could probably have enough to help out some other people.
Yeah, because if they don't get food, you don't want to lose people in the world, do you? When you think about changing the world, what does that look like to you?
I'd help clean the streets for people, because obviously if a homeless people is not going to have anywhere to sleep, they need a nice area that they can lay on with a nice clean area. So I feel like if we clean parts of the people where they live, and then we can where homeless people live, then they don't have to sleep on glass or something.
Yeah, so they can stay healthy too.
Yeah.
What message do you want people to remember after hearing your episode?
Stay strong for yourself and don't let other people own you.
Mm-hmm. What makes Winnebago special to you?
What makes Winnebago special to me? Let's see. My culture, because I feel like if I don't have my culture, then it's going to make me feel like that I just I'm not a normal human being in Winnebago. It makes me feel like I'm not supposed to be part of Winnebago.
Yeah, that's the worst feeling to feel, isn't it? Who is someone who inspires you and why?
My mom, because she told me that if I stay strong for myself and don't anyone own me, that it's going to make me feel like I can do anything in the world that I want to.
God. What's one thing people don't know about you but should?
My drawing skills, because I feel like if people don't know about that, then they're going to think that I don't know how to draw right.
Oh. All right, let's wrap up with our one-word lightning round. Answer fast, just one word or a short phrase. Favorite food?
Raisin Cane's.
Best color?
Black.
Dream job?
Hair stylist.
One word to describe you?
Happy.
Favorite season?
Fall.
Superpower you wish you had?
My reading.
Most used emoji?
Happy face.
Funniest animal?
Dogs.
Best day of the week?
Friday.
One word for school?
Fun.
What favorite holiday?
Halloween.
What scares you?
Clowns.
One thing you love?
My dad.
One word for Winnebago?
Winners.
What makes you smile?
My dad.
Thanks for sharing your story on the Bagel Mic. Before we go, do you want to give a quick shout out to anyone?
Yeah, I would like to shout out to my grandma, whoever's hearing this, my family members, that you can stay strong for yourself.
Yep. And that's a wrap. Remember, your voice matters, your story matters, and you matter. This is the Bagel Mic. See you next time.